So we are discussing third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga. And yesterday we covered certain portion of that. From Karma Kanda to Karma Yoga, and not to disturb the other people, a wise and men should not disturb the ignorance, but to set the example, Acharya principle, you teach by your own example, exemplary behavior. And in this section, we have few verses left to finish this section, and the last portion of the third chapter is eternal enemy. Calm, the last eternal enemy. So we will finish today, third chapter in the morning session. So yesterday, we reached up to verse, we finished 32. So let us read verse 33. Which is the most important, which is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita? The verse which clearly indicates the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is 330. Okay? That is actually devotional service. It is a glimpse of bhakti in third chapter. Mai sarvani karmani, unto me, means doing activities depending upon Krishna, without any expectation of any proprietorship. There is an indication of bhakti in third chapter. Okay? Now, let's read verse 33.
Sadarsham keshate svasya prakate jnanamapi prakate jnani bhogani nidhyaha kim karishyami.
Translation. So this is the sort of question that everybody has acquired nature, and that nature means the influence of three modes of material nature. So a person may be highly educated, an academic scholar, he may be a Sanskrit PhD, he may know everything about Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, he can express every sentence and verse and meaning. But his nature may be like that, he cannot restrain from sense gratification. This is so, but that's what this verse says. And that's what you may have so many academic scholars of Sanskrit or theology, but they are mostly indulge in all smoking, drinking and other habits. Though they read in the scripture, these are not good, it should not be done. But still they do. That's what the verse is speaking. Even an intelligent person, his mood is so strong, influence, that it's just changing from him. In other words, when we hear Bhagavatam class, when we hear something, we think, but tomorrow I must go for Mangala, I must now be really, really serious. But when we sleep next day morning, our bell rings, but our old mood says, press the button, no. This is what we just don't think of any other person, think of ourselves. Most of the time we want to really control our senses. I don't want to really eat anything, but when I see something which is really tempting, today let me do, tomorrow I will start. That's what it means actually. And we all have this experience. Is it right? We want not to do this, but we are forced to do it because our nature pushes us to do it. There was a thief. And he?
No.
There was a thief. You know, thief? He became a sadhu. He was accompanying sadhu in a guru. But in the night he cannot sleep because the whole night he used to go to somebody's house and steal something. So what will he do now? He's with sadhus. So what he was doing is, I cannot do really stealing here because I have become now sadhu. So what he was doing is he was taking dhoti from the bag of one sadhu, putting into the other bag. He was taking the glass from the one sadhu's bag, putting into the other sadhu's bag. Imagine every sadhu was crying, where's my dhoti, where's my lota? Who is taking? This sadhu said, I'm sadhu Prabhu. See, I'm thief. I have time to be devotee in the day, but in the night, my nature of thief really pushes me, so I cannot really do theft, but I can do at least things from here to here, that much I cannot discover. So, chori se jaye, hera feri se na jaye. That's what it is saying in a local language. He may stop stealing, but he will put the things from here to there. That's what his nature will force into him. What is this nature? Prabhupada has given a quotation from 7th chapter 14 verse. Deviyesh gunamai mama maya dorkaya. Very difficult to get out of the influence of the modes of material nature. But the second part of the verse says, yemam prapadyante, those who surrender unto me, they can be released. So Prabhupada's whole purpose is focused. If we are not Krishna conscious, there is no possibility of gaining over the lower modes of material nature. And then Prabhupada is speaking, gradually by doing our prescribed duties, with the assumption of sadhus, we may rise up from the lower modes. So in other words, we all have modes which are really very forceful. Sometimes example is given. Prabhupada used to be with people sometimes, like, you know, sometimes we have a disease and we are taking medicine. So the disease producing bacteria is more powerful than the power of drug. So drug is ineffective. So if we are not really taking full Krishna consciousness, then the force of the mind under the modes of material nature will force us to do something which even we don't want to do. You may have this experience in your own life. Everybody had this type of experience. In a life, everybody must have done something in the classroom, taking somebody's pencil, somebody's pen. You can, if you recall, we all have done something. Taking some mango from somebody's garden, taking some flower, in the name of duty, I can do for duty, what's the problem? It's our nature. Not everybody is going to somebody's garden, but only some will go, because their role, nature will force them. What do you think? Everybody has done this thing in life or not? Yes? That this is our nature.
But for Krishna, it's okay.
I mean, gradually we should say, it is for Krishna, so others are also Krishna, let them enjoy, not me. I mean, this, what I'm saying is, this is what this verse is speaking, not to others, but us. And personally, we all have an experience, I should not do it, let me do it today, next time I will stop it. This is something, it means the lower modes are still pushing. And our determination is little slack, little weak. Is it clear? That's what the verse is. Then how much you can say? What repression can do? What repression means? What the instruction of Shastra will do? Therefore, there is a need. But last line of Prabhupada says one line. Under the guidance. Is there something under the guidance? Can you see? The last line in the purport of this verse. Superior training. Under superior training, can you find it out? There is most important word. Until unless we have somebody superior who monitor us, we are always tempted to be pulled by more suffering. This is the bottom line. Always have monitor, always have superior. So this is what actually is like. Only Shastra cannot save you. Only Shastra cannot save you. Yes, in the Shastra everything is written. But still people are doing everything, whatever they want. Is it right? You need a living, spiritual, superior authority. We need a superior living authority to protect us from being carried away by the modes of materialism. But still we need somebody to monitor us when we are reading Prabhupada's books. That's what Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada is right there. But still we need somebody to explain Prabhupada's books like you are having this Bhakti Shastri. And you need on the top of that spiritual authority, and that you surrender to and follow. Otherwise, always modes of nature, they will find out some weak point and will just push us there. Another example, only books will not work. Can I give another example? Do you have to say something?
I want to say that sometimes when the spiritual master misses body or God, something other than the devotees, they feel so lost because they don't have any guidance, so they move.
Therefore, always in our sampradaya there is a Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Always we should have a Diksha Guru, but it is also necessary to have a Siksha Guru. Otherwise, our sampradaya is mostly Diksha, not Diksha, but Siksha sampradaya. But there is necessity of initiation also. But Siksha is most important. This everybody must have at least somebody superior he can really reveal his mind to and give guidance. Yes, Guru.
Yes, Guru.
What the word is? Refresher. No, refresher means the Vedic refresher, sir. Yeah. But not to do. That's called yam. Like yam, there are yam, not do this, not do this, not do this. I'm simply saying, in 26th Avenue, Prabhupada has something handwritten. Every devotee should not do this, not do this, not do this. And if that letter you read, still we are not able to follow this.
Not associate with
not to eat outside. Yeah. If you read that letter, still we are not up to the mark. 66 of what is written that literature. Every devotee is expected to do this. So it's not really easy. Yeah. So anyway, you wanted to say something? I wanted to give a story to make a point that we need a living superior authority. There was a fight between husband and wife. Is uncommon? Fight between husband and wife is common or uncommon? Very common. So husband was supposed to go by early morning train 4 o'clock. But they have already on no talking terms. So he wrote a chit to the wife. Please wake me up by 3:30. I have to catch the train by 4. Wife got maybe a letter of compromise, but this is another order. So she got up. She got a marker pen and she wrote a big words. Get up, my dear husband. It is 3:30. Your train is at 4. And he slipped it in front of the bed of the husband and she went and slept. the husband was only getting up when the sun rises, at least, say, from window he can see the sun, it means it's called Suraj Mukhi. And sometimes he sees the sun, he will not get up. So he got up at 7:30, he said, what is this? I was supposed to go and train, why didn't I get up? He said, well, did you tell me? See, I have written notes. He said, yes, I have also written notes. But that note will not wake you up. So that the scripture will not wake us up. We need some person to wake us up. That's what really the bottom line. That's what the whole purpose is. Is it clear? Yes, Prabhu, took one over. Book can only slap you with an eye and some shaking is there, it will fall on you. The book cannot slap you. Yes, sir. So, this repression means the instruction given in the scripture. Now, in the next Prabhupada has a vivid description of what actually liberation means and why we are not doing. So 34, verse 34.
Indriyasya indriyasya arthe raga dvesho vivasthito tayor navacham agacheta tauhayasya paripantino.
Indriyasya indriyasya arthe. Indriya means senses. And indriya arth means sense objects. The senses and sense objects. Raga dvesha. You know, raga means attachment, dvesha means aversion or hatred. Raga dvesha. Vivasthito. Vivasthito means?
Regulation.
Put under regulation. I'm simply giving you an example what vivasthito means. Hare Krishna. Vivasthito means the things which are supposed to be in the kitchen should be in the kitchen. Things which are supposed to be in the toilet should be in the toilet. We need both. But you cannot keep the toilet things in the kitchen and kitchen things in the toilet. That is the meaning of vivasthito. Vivasthito means the thing where it belongs it should be. So attachment also has to be where it should be. It should be to the Krishna. And aversion also it should be, but where? To the non-devotees, not associating with the envious people. So it has to be, vivasthita means properly regulated, where to put and where not to put. If we don't do that, then the last word is paripanthino. Paripanthino means, actually, panth means path. Paripanthino means on a transcendental path they are stumbling block. This rag and dvesh, attachment and aversion, are a stumbling block on the path of transcendental path. On the transcendental path they are stumbling block. Is it clear? Can you read now the translation? Who will read the translation?
There are
principle attachment and aversion pertaining to senses and the sense object. Can somebody tell me what are the sense objects? The word for sense object in Sanskrit is Indriya, Vishaya. Indriya and Vishaya. Vishaya means sense object. So what are the sense objects? For example, for eye, Rupa. Form for the eye. Ear, sound. Tongue, taste. Skin, touch. So nose,
smell.
And each of these organs independently can ruin our spiritual life, each one. And there are examples given in class. So sense object. Sense, we must know what sense object means. Senses and sense objects. Indriya and Vishaya. And there is a word in between indriya and vishaya, there is another word. That is called vasana. Indriya. Indriya means? Indriya means senses. Or indriya or vishaya. The sense object of vishaya. And between the senses and sense object, there is an intermediate term called vasana. Vasana. You understand vasana? Actually, vas means smell. It's like when the fragrance of incense is coming, it's called vas. What vasana means actually, you just imagine like this. When you are passing in the Lohi Bazaar somewhere in front of Banke Bihari, they are having a ghee and putting the item of made of potato for frying. You see? And you can smell that. Can you smell that when you go nearby? Near the kitchen when you pass, can you smell something which will, oh, a nice smell. And in your mind it comes, yes, very nice tasty thing. Do you understand this? Thing is not in front of you. But that smell makes you aware of what is there. It is called vasana. Like there is no scent in my pocket, but you can smell if I apply the scent. Thing is not there. But their impression is there. Another example of vasana. You may have eaten sometime jalebi. You know jalebi?
Yes.
No? Juicy jalebi?
Yes.
Rasgulla? Sandesh? Pizza? Okay. So, you are sitting in a house, there is nothing there, but in your mind comes like rasgulla, pizza. And your mind can see rasgulla, can see pizza, can taste it and desire to have it. The thing is not there, but vasana is there. So this is called vasana, which is actually very deep rooted. This vasana is very deep rooted.
What is the English word for vasana?
The English word for vasana should be past experience and to enjoy that again. I mean, this is the explanation of this, that word. Otherwise, normally vasana they call desire. It's not really desire. It's more deeper. You have already experienced the thing. And you think of that thing and you are really carried away by that. I know one sadhu, one sannyasi has written his own life, that he left the plane, went into the Himalaya, say 1 month journey, went high up near Badrika Ashram. And there, this jalebi came in his mind. And that jalebi's really impression on his mind was so strong that he walked all the way there, come Har to Haridwar, and went to the jalebi shop. But we are having no money. So he has to work somewhere, building what there was a building construction. This was telling his life story. So he worked there, he took the bricks on the shoulder, he earned 2 rupees something, he purchased jalebi. Then he took the jalebi and went to the bank of Ganges, sitting there, drinking, taking jalebi and, my dear mind, you want to eat this? Oh yes, for that I have worked all the way from Himalaya. Then he was telling, my dear mind, can you see your shoulder? You were taking brick. Is it paining? Yes, it is paining. So if you want to eat jalebi, then you have to bear the pain. No, I don't want to have to bear. I want to go back to Himalaya and do my meditation. Then throw this jalebi in Ganga. He put one jalebi in Ganga. He put the second jalebi in Ganga. He was showing and throwing. Until then, he has cut down his dead desire. And then went back. He was writing his own story. So that was the what powerful vasana is. They should be properly channeled, what it means, vivarthita. So, now read in the purport. Prabhupada has put something very common sense. Prabhupada is very straightforward and common. For example, can you find out the line 6? For example, who will read?
For example, sex enjoyment is a necessity for the conditioned soul, and sex enjoyment is allowed under the license of marriage ties. According to scriptural induction, what is forbidden to engage in sex relationship with any other woman other than one wife? All other women are to be considered as one woman. But in spite of such injunctions, a man is still inclined to have sex relationship with other women. These propensities are to be curbed, otherwise they will be stumbling blocks of the path of sexuality.
Is it clear what Prabhupada is really trying to explain? But it's a very common thing in this world. But one word you can note, at least the one brahmachari here is going to be the candidate for sannyas, therefore he's doing bhakti shastri for Vrindavan Chandra. In the language is sex, enjoyment is only necessary for conditioned souls. Can you see conditioned souls? If you become liberated, there's no need. So that is, take it as condition, it's not necessary for all, only for conditioned souls. Can you find out conditioned souls? So there are also liberated souls. They may not need it at all. Is it clear? One word, conditioned soul is there. Now the other part is, once there was a yajna in one major city in India, and for that yajna, they wanted, but Prabhupada used to say, grahasthas are also brahmachari if they are keeping relation only with their married legitimate wife. So announcement was made, we need 15 one wife brahmacharis, this man, one wife brahmacharis for tomorrow's yajna. And nobody appeared in a big audience. Can you understand what the Prabhupada written, what it means? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, when Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj left this planet, and the Babajis were trying to own, is our Babaji, you are not Babaji, you are Brahmachari. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in front of the police commissioner, said, all these Babajis, if they have not any sex relation, in last month they can touch to my Guru Maharaj. Nobody here. He said, firstly, not in 1 week, nobody came. In 1 month, nobody came. So ultimately, police commissioner said, get out from here. So Bhaji was given to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So this line that Prabhupada had written, well, these propensities should be curbed, otherwise they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. If you read Prabhupada later sometime, even Prabhupada decides, I want, this married life appears to be very troublesome for me, Prabhupada, it's not good for my spiritual sadhana, Prabhupada, no. You have taken responsibility, so you carry it out. It's not that you leave one wife and then marry. This should be stopped. It's not good proceedings in the, but still we see, even in our society, many senior people are so much forced by this desire that they change wives. Oftentimes, this is the problem. But that what Prabhupada says, read only one line, such propensities are to be cut, otherwise they are stumbling block. Stumbling block means paripanthino. Then there is a one then what Prabhupada is saying is very interesting. There is always a chance of accident on a royal road. This is what simile type of quote is there. Can you read that? One has to follow those rules and regulations unattached to them, because the practice of them and regulation may also yes. Then as much as there is always a chance of even on a royal road. Again, read further. So there is you have done the Bhakti Samrat Sindhu? No, sorry, Bhakti letter of instruction? What is the first verse of letter of instruction? Vajo Vegam, Manasa Vegam. Control your different Vegas. Vega means actually what Prabhupada translated Vega as it? Arjis. Vacho Vegam. Manasa Vegam. Upastha Indriya Vegam. Genital, all this control, all this. So there's a question in that section. I'm asking you the question. When one can not be agitated by the desire of sense gratification. When?
When I'm satisfied.
Very good. Somebody else?
Depending on so many conditions. When one is satisfied, when one is the righteous condition, you know that there's so many conditions for the standard of the person.
Very good. Yes, does it mean rather? But read this line, but just we agree. With all care still there is? Every chance of falling down. So answer to that question which I have asked. Senses agitating mind will only stop when we die. When we die. Put down, this is right thing. Prabhupada explained this by example. King asked the minister, when this desire really start, he said, not before death, to prove it. So king had a young daughter, and he said, bring your daughter, let us go in the hospital. He went to the hospital, a man of 80 years, about to die. King was there, and daughter was there, the minister was there. The dying patient was not looking at the king, he was looking at the young daughter of the king. And minister said, see, the desire will not die before he dies.
It can be saved.
It can be?
Saved.
That's what. Therefore, agitation will always be there. Try to avoid the circumstances where agitation will be aggravated. So we can only stop aggravation of agitation. Agitation will not stop as long as we are alive. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, this verse, Shaknoti yashodum prata sahaja vimokshanat kama krodha udbhavam vegam sayukta sasukhi nara. Until this body is there, always there are agitation of the senses. This verse is, I think, 523. See, read the translation. 5:22 or 3. See.
Before
giving up this present body, what it means? Before giving up this present body, if one is able to, tolerate the urges of the material senses and change the force of desire and anger, he is well situated and happy in this world. So one should as long as before giving up his mind, prakshareer mokshna. So you understand what I am trying to say. All these senses will always agitate you. Don't never think that they will stop agitating. Don't aggravate it. Don't give the circumstances where they can be aggravated. Avoid that place, avoid that scene.
Dog will be given food will be?
They is the winner. Two dogs are fighting. If the dog whom you feed, he will win. So if you feed the desire, then that dog will win. And but if you starve that dog, feed the new dog, more chance.
Aggravation. Agitation will be there. But aggravation is less than the devotee as a teacher. I'm just giving this the real depth of this subject. It's not so easy. Now, the last words of this section. So, read translation aloud. Who will do
it? It is the far better discharge one's prescribed duty, even through quality, than another duty's perfectly. Disruption in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in another's duty, for to follow another's path is dangerous.
So, what do you think? How you feel? So Dharma, how you feel? This was the exercise you were supposed to do. This is what we just did before him earlier. Verse 33. Baldev Vidya Bhushan's commentary on 30, verse 33. This is verse 33. Can you continue? No, 33 is before that. Indriya? Indriya Sandhya Arte, huh? That one? Sadasham Cheshte Sarsya Prakati Jnanvan Api. So, read this Vrindavan Vihari. Even
a man in knowledge of scripture acts according to his desires. All men act according to their desires. What can this instruction or threat of punishment accomplish?
Okay, then next.
The scripture says that there is punishment for those who do not follow the instructions of you, the Lord of all men. Do they not have fear of you?
So it's scripture. Your question is clear, Prabhu? This represents scripture and instruction. Okay? Now, even.
Even a person who knows the punishment stated in the scripture, Janwan, acts according to Sadrastam, his evil nature, Swastya, Prakritik, his inner impressions which have been present since beginningless time.
Yeah, now, here, Sanatana, what we were saying is, we are devotee for last 10-20 years. But we are in the material body since beginningless time. So all those impressions are there and they will pop up if there is no good association. That's what it is. Then?
What then to speak of the person who does not even know about the punishment? All people, Bhutani, Paulo, Yanti, their simple Vasanas.
This is Vasana. Vasana. Okay.
Even though these desires cause the destruction of the very goals they pursue, earth the dharma, kaam, moksha. For a person devoid of association of sensual persons, even if he has knowledge of scriptures, what can be punishment of something?
That's what Bandhav Vidyapitam is commenting on this verse. Further, we will read this. Our, yes, Prabhu?
He will not be able to destroy the strong influence of those bad vasanas.
You know, bad vasana, again, word is coming. It's what? Between the senses, sense object in between is vasana.
Yes.
And this vasana will not die, but man will die.
However, the same thing has changed, he destroys the bad vasanas even if they are very strong.
This is the important line. However, by sensory association. Okay? So that's a quote from the Shastra. Ato jasangam upsarajya sataso sajesha buddhima santayva yasindanti mano yasangam utegi uptigi. And?
An intelligent person who has to reject all that association and instead take up the association of something good, whose word cut off the excessive attachment of one's mind.
So this is from the Bhagavatam 11:26. So what is what? You want to say something? Good vasanas are also there. People have, you know, since I have some, I think I don't have right now, which is a child which is hardly 1.5 years and he is playing kartal as a trained person is playing. I am with you, I signed. So it's a good vasana from previous life, you know, and he was in a kirtan, he cannot sing, but he was so active, ecstatic, nobody else was like that. So good vasanas are also there. Like Prabhupada was given, doctor said he has a typhoid and given some, you know, uneatable thing and he could not even look at it and he could not take it. So there are good vasanas also. There are bad vasanas, but bad vasanas is something, right? Good vasanas are like good things are also there. So some people become sadhus in the beginning. So they are good vasanas. So the important word what we are discussing now is intelligent. What sadhu will do? Sanatana Hare Krishna. Instead of taking up the association of saintly devotees, what they will do? Their words, read this line. Read again the last part. Take up the action of saintly devotees. Then read their words. So what are their words? Sadhu's words are always cutting, not pleasing. Most important. On cutting is very painful. am giving example from Bhagavatam, just you imagine. Dhritarashtra, after Kurukshetra war, 100 sons killed, was enjoying the royal treatment at Hastinapur. Vidura came and what he spoke. You are dog eating Bhima's thrown pieces. That is what words cut. A saintly person will say these words. They are not for entertainment. No. They are to cut our material attachment. That saintly person you associate. Not the one who said, come on, let us sit down there in front of the temple and have some cold drink. And you say, I am associating with the devotees. So this is not saintly person's association. We have a pizza party, let's go. That's not saintly. Saintly person, no. Get up 3:30. So the cutting word is most important. It's not very, it's not easy. Okay. 35. Just we finished the verse. Okay? So dharma. Is it clear? Yama. Tulsi Mandiri. Tulsi Priya Devi, bolo. If we develop higher taste, then we never fall down. But it's where it is, takes long time to have a higher taste. It's very good. When we develop higher taste, we'll give up lower all these things. But higher taste will come Bhagavat Rati. When we have a deep attachment for hearing Bhagavatam, that's called Bhagavat Rati, then we will have a higher taste. How much enthusiastic we are to reach the Bhagavatam class every day. And how much enthusiasm we are to reach in a prasad hall every day compared to two. Our rati is in, that is not different from Krishna, very good. But Bhagavat will purify. And how will we develop rati in Bhagavatam? Hearing Bhagavatam? By the mercy of the devotees. We serve the devotees and if they bless, then we will develop mercy. This is what Prabhupada teaching is. So, varna ashram dharma. So dharma means kshatriya is dharma, brahmana is. So the person who is brahman should do his duty of brahman even though he may be not perfect in his duty. If he dies there, he will get again the chance to continue from there. But he, if can do the perfectly somebody else's duty, leaving his own, then he will be degraded. That's what the verse says. Is it clear? But there are precedents, Prabhupada, in a purport, Prabhupada is a precedent. Parashuram is a Brahman, but he is fighting like a Kshatriya. Vishwamitra is Kshatriya, he is acting as a Brahman. Dronacharya was a Kshatriya, he was a Brahman, he was acting as a Kshatriya. So there are precedents, but they are not very much glorified. So it is better to do one's own thing, which is acquired by nature, one's own profession acquired by nature. Don't be afraid, we are on the right path. But this, I am just giving you these inner things that any time rise, no accident may happen. So we should be cautious. We should have a good association with people, not only who just flatter and please us, those who tell us truth on the face, they are our friends. So we read this, then I'll give you an example. Yesterday I told you varnashram is twofold, a body varnashram and a spiritual varnashram. Bodily varnashram is Brahma, Kshatri, Vaishnuta, but a spiritual varnashram is Jivya, Sarupa, Krishna, and Natyadasa. That is for all. That everybody has to follow that Swadharma. But this Swadharma is a body Swadharma, Varnashram Vivastha. So let's read what Baladev Vidyabhushan is saying. You read today. Panchaka? 15, yes. Whatever dharma? The Gada Kutta, there's something with that word. A watchman. Night watchman. Was sleeping. And then he had a dream. Today there will be accident of this train. And the owner was supposed to go in that train. So, watchman did not get up to wake him and take him. He got up in the morning and said, "Sir, I have a dream, there will be a train accident." He said, "Okay, that's all right." And train accident was there, newspaper was there. He's right. But men said, owner said, "Now you are fired from the job." Why? Why? How can you have a dream without sleeping? But you are a watchman and you are sleeping. You understand? So here our section over, 12:15, drama, people are not ready. Again, you can have 10 minutes to think about this. Maybe in the latter part you can do it and do Gayatri, those who are Brahmas. We'll start by 12:25, the next session, okay? हो गया आज का, आज का थोड़ा हेवी हो गया। ठीक है, तो हाँ, शास्त्र मित्र मैंने राजा भगवान और शास्त्र तीन। तो यहाँ तो सीधा पूछा कि भगवान आपको क्यों नहीं डरते, आपने तो भगवान तो इंक्लूड हो गया, किंग हो गया, भगवान हो गया, शास्त्र हो गया, तीनों। हाँ, तीन तीन है। परमात्मा भी अंदर से कहता है मत करो।